When we think about the stories of Christmas and the majesties that have been taking place and the miracles of this story, one of the individuals that we hear quite often is Joseph. And yet, he doesn't have a real speaking role, as we would say. Whenever we have the reenactment of our children, Joseph is the one that is there, usually with a beard. He's much older most of the time than Mary, maybe falling along behind. He really doesn't get much attention until this morning. I titled my sermon, Joseph's Song. Last week we talked about Mary's song, so this is Joseph's time. As I look at this passage of Scripture and think about all those experiences that have taken place during this Advent season, the shepherds, the angels, even the little drummer boy gets more attention than Joseph. I can remember a family member who had a girlfriend that lived across the street from our house. And there, during the day, on numerous occasions, that black and white 57 Chevrolet would come riding down the street. Didn't stop, just rode by. On occasion, he'd blow his horn. Found out he was in love. He was in love with the girl across the street. That's why he kept coming by my house 4 or 5 times a day. I'm sure he told his mom he was going to pick up a loaf of bread or some milk at the store, and the store is nowhere near our house. But he always find reason to drive by. Then one day, he stopped. Discovered that the young lady was expecting. And the child wasn't his. I remember seeing the heartbreak in his face as both of them struggled with what had happened. Here is the same story in Scripture. Joseph, engaged to a young lady who is going to have a baby. And the baby is not his. I don't know if in your lifetime you have experienced such pain. It does require some heart searching. What are we going to do? Even to this day, when the family gets together and something happens to be mentioned of this relationship, I can still see the pain in the face of my family member. Joseph was faced with such a decision. He was going to make the choice that probably most of us would make. But he wasn't going to make a public display of it because, you see, she could have been stoned. He chooses rather to put her away quietly, as the Bible says, for whatever that means. I can imagine the struggles that take place within Joseph's heart and mind. And then we have another Christmas miracle. A dream. An angel speaks to Joseph, and my suspicions are that within Joseph's heart, he is saying, "Hallelujah, that's what I wanted to do anyway. I didn't really want to put her away. I really wanted to keep her." And he chooses to love her, to embrace her, to introduce her to his family. Now, I can remember with my family and my mom and dad, and when I would bring a girlfriend home, they would always know it was kind of serious. I can remember Dad saying one time when I brought one young lady home, "Were you the first one he's ever brought home?" Because she was wondering whether I was really committed to her or not. So when you take one home, it's serious. So when you talk about taking her home, we're talking about Bethlehem. Joseph gave her his name, the lineage of David. As I was reading one minister, Ken Bailey, and he writes and he says, it's like when you are going home to your grandmother's house, and I know for myself that when we would all come there as a family, there were not enough beds for us all. And we made pallets. Now, I don't know if kids still sleep on the floor in pallets or not, but we did. And we would spread them out there on the floor in the living room and spread across and grab pillows, and we would have the best time laughing and talking and sharing. And they say that's sort of what was happening with Joseph. That he really went to a family home, but it was full. You know the story. But he says that as we think in a Jewish mentality rather than an American mentality, that really in those days when it was cold and the animals were so valuable, on cold, cold nights you would bring them into the house. And the family would sort of sleep up above the animals. And the animals would be on the dirt floor down here with the manger and the other things. And so there was no room. When Joseph took Mary to the family, and there, where they made their bed, the ladies of the house took this young mother. And don't you know, they were speculating. Let's see, now they got married in June and this is December. It's not quite 9 months. But the Bible says she wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Now, I want you to just think for a moment. Last evening we had the privilege to be with the choir, and there was Noah, and we were cuddling and cooing and kissing on him, and I imagine these ladies as they took this precious child and hugged it in swaddling clothes. Can't you feel that love, that swaddling of a baby? I mean, it's a wonderful time of year to enjoy new babies and to cuddle them. And I can just experience this family as it loves this child. I realize this bends the story of Joseph just a little bit. But the Bible does say he was a righteous man, a good man. As a young Boy, I was always struggling, wrestling with the call to the ministry. Someone asked me one time, when did you first know you were called? And I said, I've known it all my life. I cannot, as a young boy, remember a day in my life when I didn't feel like that I was supposed to be a minister. And so in our youth group at church, I was talking with my best friend, and we were talking about our involvement with the church. As we grew into adults, what was going to be our role? And I talked with him and I said, you know, I feel this strong desire, this calling to be a minister. He says, well, I certainly don't feel like I'm called to be a minister. But I feel like I have what is called a ministry of helps. My friend to this day has been involved in different churches, and each one of them, he has been someone that would come in and help to paint or to build or to sing or to direct the choir. All of us are not called into the same ministry, but we're all called. In the story of Christmas and Advent, as we think about all these individuals, the shepherds, the wise men, those who came from afar, the family, Joseph and Mary and the infant. We think about the role that Joseph played. I submit to you that here was a man who was called by God to participate in this wondrous story that took him outside of his normal human comfort and challenged him to embrace God's Son in a ministry of helps. How is it that God is speaking to you during this season? And what is it that God calls you to do? And may we all respond as Joseph did and fulfill God's wish. Amen.